Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
One thing that I will remember about witnessing the solar eclipse on the campus of Syracuse University is the quiet. It was very quiet as darkness was descending, and it was a bit eerie, I think. This natural phenomenon, even though we knew what to expect for the most part, people got really quiet just to hear the darkness, if that makes sense. And so, yeah, watching the eclipse and the descending darkness on the campus of Syracuse University and the Newhouse Plaza, which is where I used to hang out when I was a student here, it was pretty cool. So the photos are up on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and I would love for you to also check them out on Twitter, though I just realized I have a typo, so I'm going to have to redo those photos. I do not like typos. We had heard, producer Jay and I, that Elon Musk, as the king of Twitter slash X, is planning on or has begun reinstituting the checked marks and the premium access for those accounts that belong to journalists or belong to well-known Twitter users. I don't know if we qualify, but I do know that we're hoping we get access, because with that, the new edit feature, it's relatively new, but they've been trying it out with a handful of accounts. And boy, do I want to be part of the edit feature. It's really the bane of Jay's existence, is the fact that there is no edit feature.
There are a few things in this world I want more than an edit feature on Twitter, yeah.
Oh, come on, Jay. Don't be one of those people.
I mean, it would be nice.
Did you see my typo? This is what I get for being tired and not reading. I wouldn't say I lambaste people. That would be too strong. But I do laugh at people who put up tweets and in their rush, they don't go back and edit. Well, I don't know that I was rushing, but I didn't pay attention. And certainly the fact that my eyes are half crossed at this point makes a big difference. Yeah, thank you. I took the tweet down so that I can put it back up, but you could edit it on Facebook,
because
Facebook at least has that edge where it allows you to edit your posts. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find us on our Facebook page that way. A few photos. They're just my personal photos. It was kind of neat, though, because there was such an extensive cloud cover. When you would get the breaks, you could see this eerie light through the clouds. And it was reflecting, of course, off of all of the other clouds around it. So it kind of made some fun cloud images. Now, I normally adore cloud photos. That's not what I was going for on Monday, but I ended up with some anyway. And a few of you are sending us your solar eclipse stories as well. So thank you for doing that. But yeah, you can find us on both Twitter, A-Law Radio, as well as our Facebook page. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm glad that many of you had a cool experience, because I know I've heard from some people where it was cloudy. And that stinks, right? It stinks because you're thinking, of all the days, this solar eclipse has been happening or was always going to happen on April 8th, 2024, since the creation of the universe. It was always going to be this way. Since the planets and the moon were put into orbit around the sun, it was always going to be this way. And of course, there have to be clouds. Are you kidding? And the worst is, and it's probably happened if you had an event before, maybe some of you had rain for a wedding or some other big party that you planned, a graduation or something else outside, or I don't know, just a hike. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, the Hubs and I were supposed to go hiking. It was going to be our first one in the Catskills in upstate New York. And it was gorgeous the day before. And it was gorgeous the morning after. But it rained a monsoon on the day we wanted to hike. And that's so frustrating. So I'm hoping that in Western New York, Niagara Falls area, Buffalo, where it seems as though they had more cloud cover than anything, I'm hoping that it won't be bright sun on Tuesday just to rub people's noses in it. That would be worse. So I want to hear from you. If you have an experience or you want to weigh in about your vision or your ability to see or not see, especially if you are one of the zones where people flock to, I'm really interested. I promise not to make any jokes at your expense, because I'm actually very disappointed. If that was the case in Niagara Falls and Buffalo, where they did not see the eclipse, and actually Tyler's on the phone from Buffalo, we're going to ask him. I'm really disappointed. So Tyler, what was it like there?
I'm from like the south towns of Buffalo, and it was very, very gray. Where I was, I was lucky to catch a really, really, really small window. So I definitely got a couple good pictures. Also, it's my birthday today, so it was pretty cool.
Now, is that April 7th? April 8th or April 9th?
April 8th.
Gotcha. Happy birthday. Day after mine. Thank Mine's so the 7th.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So the eclipse happened on your birthday.
Yeah, just happened to, you know, be lucky, you know.
Wow.
We had a lot of people in town, and a lot of people at the Bill Stadium as well. They had a pretty nice event that happened. And a lot of people in Niagara Falls, but
oh my gosh.
I was lucky to be down at the beach, and like I said, just a really, really small opening, and was able to catch some pictures. And a lot of my friends from this area, they definitely weren't able. It was like it was really, really, really cloudy.
That is so disappointing. And as I was driving up, because I drove up from the New York City area to Syracuse, I kept hearing the weather reports say that Syracuse is kind of the line where east of Syracuse, it's going to be sunny. You should be able to see it. But west of Syracuse is going to be really cloudy. And the later in the day it goes, the worse the clouds are going to get. And I just, oh gosh, I'm hoping they got some kind of a glimpse. Because like the neat thing was the clouds weren't really thick. At times, as you point out, you could see the sun through it, and you almost didn't need the glasses because the clouds muted the sun and muted the rays. But that is a bummer for all the people that probably spent thousands of dollars to travel and to be there at Niagara Falls. And of all the days, it had to be cloudy on Monday.
Yeah. What was really kind of crazy, it was probably like an hour later, it cleared up and it was sunny. Beautiful.
Oh no!
It's like what's the chances, you know?
Right. But, oh my gosh.
Thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to you. I'm glad you got to see it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye.
By 855-212-4227. Yeah, I was pretty dejected when I was driving into Syracuse and the clouds were getting thicker and thicker. And I was actually praying, because I'm that kind of girl. Just a few breaks of the clouds, God, please. We want to see this incredible natural phenomenon. But I was on the fifth floor, as I mentioned, and as I'm looking out my window, I mean, it was just a few snatches here or there. It was really cool to have, at the perfect time, some breaks in the breaks in the clouds, and to be able to see the sun, the actual outline of the moon as it's moving across the sun. I know that there's mixed reaction to this type of thing. Some people go overboard. They travel to the path of totality. Actually, my best friend, she and her son drove to Indianapolis. She has a client there, and it was their excuse. So her son was out of school. I mean, there are a lot of kids that were out of school early, or even on college campuses. There were classes that were canceled if they were during the eclipse. And so I think this was a big educational experience as well, because the next one doesn't come for another... Well, depending upon totality, North American isn't until the 2079 or something like that. And so to be able to see it was a big deal for a lot of young people and adults. And so you had the variety, people going hog wild, traveling to places, flying, spending money, making it their top adventure of 2024. And then you had the opposite, people who couldn't give a crap. And whatever the case, I wasn't sure I would care that much. I thought it would be neat to see it in the path of totality, especially since I didn't even realize it until Sunday afternoon. I'm a dodo. If I had realized it, I don't know. I wouldn't have wanted to miss the show on the night of the Women's National Championship, but getting 90 minutes of sleep is not optimal. I'll confess that. So, right. When I say something stupid over the next 2 hours, just chalk it up to that. My eyes are going crossed, and I've been talking for a long time. But yeah, it was a lot cooler than I expected, and to be able to watch it with thousands of people that I could hear. Now, I couldn't see them all, but in the photos that are up on Facebook after Hours with Amy Lawrence, and I'll put them back up on Twitter when I correct my error, you can see that there are people on the plaza with me. And it was neat to hear cheering, but also the quiet. As the darkness descended, everybody got really quiet on the quad. 855-212-4227. Nick is in Colorado. Nick, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, it's Nick. Watched an awesome basketball game today. Even
yes.
though I was working, I got to listen on the radio, so I got to hear my UConn win. I wanted to share a story because my wife's grandmother passed away in January, and she was like a really diehard UConn fan.
Aww.
And the one thing she told us before she passed away, she wanted to be buried in UConn gear. So, you know, we didn't win that battle with my mother-in-law to, like, put the UConn jersey on her, but we got to bury her in a UConn shirt.
Wow.
And I just feel like, you know, she's cheering up in heaven right now. And I don't know. I just wanted to share that and hope
yeah.
that, you know, one of the UConn players or the coaches are listening right now, or, you know.
That's neat. I mean, they love, a lot of people do, a lot of schools, a lot of programs love to hear stories like that, especially if it's a fan who had a long history and rooted for a long time. Neat, though, that her grandmother got to see the championship last year in this first
yeah.
iteration. So you say you lost the battle, so meaning like you weren't able to bury her in all the gear?
Yeah, she wore her... She wore a beautiful dress, and I just put the shirt in the casket. It was beautiful, you know? And
yeah.
And I feel like, you know, she got to see part of the season this year and got to,
good.
You know, one of the last things she did was watch UConn basketball. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Men and women, she loved them both. So.
Yeah, it gave her great joy. And also, for those of you who are still missing her, it gives you joy, too, to know that her favorite team won a championship again. I think that's awesome.
I know. I rooted, like, you know, I always root hard for UConn, but I rooted, like, extra hard this year,
yes.
too. I was, like,
yes.
really pushing for them, you know?
Good. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you all were able to share that experience. I hope it meant a lot to your wife, too.
Oh, for sure. It did. She was crying today.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
But, I feel the same way when I think about my grandmother and the Packers.
Yeah. Well, you have a nice day morning, and talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Glad to share that story. I appreciate it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Again, on Twitter or Facebook, we'd love to hear your story. Some of you are sending your photos of the eclipse, which, now here's the thing. I'm assuming that you're not pilfering photos from somewhere else, but I don't know that. You could be taking the photos from somewhere else. You could be disingenuous, but I want to believe you. So Pauline actually shares a photo All right, I'll be honest. It's not a great photo of the eclipse, but she was at Niagara Falls in Canada, so on the Canadian side. And to be fair, it looks like a rust-colored fleck on her camera. All right, so you really can't see a lot of the actual eclipse. So I'm really bummed for those people who went all the way to Niagara Falls and didn't get the opportunity to see it. It's like, gah, can't you cooperate just one day without clouds? Let's see. Tom on our Facebook page. I traveled an hour and a half to be directly under the path. I knew of a spot on the point of a lake, Lake Tawakani, that had 4 minutes and 20 seconds of totality. He said Venus, Jupiter, and a massive solar flare were visible during the time, and it was completely awesome. And then he mentions a bunch of Texas teams, so I'm assuming that he is posting this from the Lone Star State. So that sounds like an awesome experience. Cameron on Facebook, my wife and I were lucky enough to take her mom to the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens for a picnic. That's awesome, too. Yeah, I know Texas had beautiful weather. Some family members of my husband had photos as well as experiences like, hey, I saw the stars, or I saw Venus, or it was pitch black type of thing. Ricardo shares a photo from his backyard in Dallas, Texas. Kevin, I enjoyed it in the northwest burbs of Chicago just before work, jamming to a Dave Matthews Band concert live from Sweden. Well, that's interesting too, right? I don't know how much the rest of the globe got of the eclipse. Probably not as much. I don't know if it was part of the phenomenon, but that's really neat. The internet that connects us over miles. Awesome. Sherry sends us photos from her phone in Kaufman, Texas. And man, it is dark in her yard during the eclipse. Stacy, wow, it's a perfect photo. Traveled to Ohio. My brother's house was in the totality zone. It was incredible. So cool. And that's you guys have to check out these photos on Facebook because some of them are dynamic. Although, again, I cannot vouch for their authenticity, but pretty cool. Let's see. Danny is in Austin, Texas. We were afraid we were going to miss it because of how cloudy it was until the point of totality. My daughter said, God parted the clouds long enough for us to see the eclipse. And he says, photos and video don't do it justice. Yeah, they don't, but still, it's really neat to have the evidence. So yeah, check out the thread on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or also on Twitter. Some of you, I saw one guy posted from Houston, nothing but a gray cloud cover. And my mom was pretty disappointed because she would have had a great view of it, except that it was raining in Houston. All right, that kind of stinks. So parts of Texas get rain, parts do not. Let's talk to Chris, who's in Sacramento. Chris, welcome to After Hours.
Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I'm going to tell you my non-event eclipse story. My neighbor let me borrow their telescope, and I had snacks all set up, but my 2.5-year-old discovered Hot Wheels, and then they discovered Hot Wheels go in the toilet. And so they flushed the toilet, and the whole time of battling the toilet, the eclipse is happening.
Oh, no.
So that's my non-event.
But wait, you couldn't, you had, was it like overflowing toilets, so you couldn't leave it?
It was just, it was like, well, like Niagara Falls.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
And so by the time everything got calmed down, and it was about 40 minutes past the whole eclipse. So it's in 44. But as far as the ice cream thing, we make our own ice cream. The four flavors that we're going to go with, it's going to be strawberry, blueberry, chocolate, banana, and peach. But good luck with the teaching.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Chris. I'm sorry that you missed it. Oh, gosh.
Always next time.
Yes. Well, good. You plan on being around the next time.
With no Hot Wheels.
With no Hot Wheels, exactly. Hot Wheels are hazardous to an eclipse viewing experience.
That they are.
All right, thanks, sir. Thanks so much for talking. Chris in Sacramento. Let's move on to Colin, who's also in Texas. So more people from Texas weighing in. I think I've seen more posts from Texas so far than any other state. Colin, what was your experience?
Hey, Amy, first-time caller. Pretty excited to hear you. I'm an ER nurse, so anytime I get off shift early, I get to listen to the sports talk radio. First, I just wanted to say a big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just wanted to call in because the eclipse is something special for me. I have a 10-year-old daughter. Her name is Ivy. And I've taught her about space ever since she was about 2 years old and 3 years old. That eclipse in 2017 was pretty cool, but it wasn't the path of totality. Anyways, fast forward for today. I just wanted to share this experience real quick because I love all these stories, especially that UConn story. That's a different subject, but that was beautiful too.
Yes.
I had all these plans, right? And they kind of fell through, and we were kind of freaking out. It's about like 11 a.m. We were going to go to this big park, and we didn't get there. So we get these lawn chairs. We just go in the driveway. We find out that, like, it's really, like, right in the driveway. Like, if you look above, it's right there. So whenever the totality path came through, I just remember holding my daughter on her shoulder, and I just, all these memories just flashed through of all the years that I've spoken about space, and we were both just speechless for, like, the whole 2 minutes. And, like, we were both just, like, not boo-hoo crying, you know, but just, like, it was such a special moment. And,
yeah.
And the moment that you said in the plaza when it got dark and everyone was quiet, it just kind of felt like that. It just kind of felt real spiritual, and I just thought it was a beautiful moment. I'm just so happy to hear all these stories. And again, I just wanted to say thanks for giving me the time.
Yeah. What was her reaction? I mean, how cool did she think it was?
So another person that loves space that's in her family is her grandfather. And so we basically, like, got on a three-way call with him afterwards. And so we just discussed it. She thought it was so incredible. She was like, Dad, I had no idea it was going to be dark for a whole 3 minutes. I didn't know it was going to be so quiet around here. She's like, it was just so magical. That was the word she uses, magical. And all I can hope is that inspires her to do whatever she wants to do that makes her happy one day as far as space goes.
Oh, gosh, I love that. And I love that age. I teach 10 and 11-year-olds at my church on Sundays. And, man, you ask them about anything, like the earthquake, the eclipse. They ramble on and on. They love to talk about things like that. And so I hope it's a memory. I'm sure it's a memory. It's going to stick with her. But I'm so glad you got to share it as a dad. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, and she knows the Earth, you know, that the sun's 93 million miles away. So that was one thing she kept saying, Dad, I can't believe it's 93 million miles away and it's affecting everybody. I was like, aww. I know. So, yeah, I appreciate you, Amy, and
sure.
awesome that you teach those kids. It's very important to educate these young people.
What a great day to be Ivy, no doubt.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Amy. Have a beautiful morning, and hope you get some rest later.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Take care. That's fun. Oh, my gosh. All right, so we'll take some more calls because I like these stories. Now, some of you may think, what? This is not Sports Talk Radio. There was a national championship. Oh, yeah. We did the first hour and a half on that, and we'll get back to it. But let's be fair. They're over the course of the last how many months, people have been planning around this to the extreme, but everyone's got an experience who was in the path, whether it was cloudy and it was disappointing, but this is something families shared. There were watch parties all over the country. And this is a big deal, right? People were getting kids out of school. I talked to a friend of mine who was in New Hampshire, and she said she wasn't the only parent. She and a bunch of her friends who have kids in the same school went early to get them out of school so that they could watch the eclipse together because of that very reason, what Colin was talking about, wanting to share that with your young kids because you get to see it and experience it through their eyes and with their emotions, which is amazing. Awesome. 855-212-4227. We'll get back to the calls. Also on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then on our Facebook page, there's threads going there if you want to share your photos or your stories. From the campus of Syracuse University, which had 90 seconds.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Of totality. Gosh, a word that's now in my vernacular. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jay, where do you find these songs? I hear more songs from different generations on our show than I hear anywhere else.
This is a classic.
Blinded by the light. I learned very quickly that if you first tried to look at the sun, even through clouds without your glasses, and then put the glasses on, you were going to be blinded by the light for a while and not have your eyes adjust to the glasses. But they were everywhere on the Syracuse campus on Monday. Everywhere. It's funny because I'm up on the fifth floor of my hotel for a bit, and I can see people walking around down on the sidewalk, and their glasses are like hanging out of their coat pocket, or they're hanging out of their bag, or they're just carrying them around in their hands. People were ready, and I was about to be really disappointed if the clouds didn't have any breaks, but they did. They were perfectly timed. I did put up a few photos of the darkness mostly, but that's fascinating to me. It's just so cool that we could see it happening and then see the moon pass by and the sun come out again. It was amazing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to a different Chris in Texas with his experience. How was it, Chris?
Oh, man, it was amazing. I have a four-year-old daughter. I just picked her up from her kindergarten, and she wasn't interested in it at all, but that's not the highlight. The best part of it all is my granddaughter was born today.
Oh.
Yes, I'm definitely a girl's dad. My life is ran by women, and I'm definitely not complaining about it. One day when I get old, I hope they all take care of me and think Pops is the most awesome person ever.
Oh,
I love your show.
Thank you.
You help me through every night. And just to let you know, you're a role model to me. Be a role model to my daughters. So anytime they think they can't do anything, I tell them about you. It's like, hey, sometimes you got to, you know, slip through a sewer to get to where you need to go. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I just want to say thank you for your show. And, oh, by the way, since I know you're married, a Texas boy, have you ever heard of a Bluebell ice cream, Dr. Pepper ice cream? Have you tried that? Please tell me, Gab.
Well, I know a Bluebell, but not Dr. Pepper. Should I try it?
Yes. It'll change your life.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to tell him about that.
Oh, I'm sure your husband knows about it. I mean, he's a boy just like me. So,
yes.
Thank you for everything. I enjoy the show, and you have a great morning. Yeah, it's definitely morning over there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's morning for you, too, I guess, technically. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, and congratulations. That's awesome. A granddaughter born on the day of the North American solar eclipse. But I love that he just admits his four-year-old daughter couldn't have cared less. That's funny. You can't make them care, right? When they're kids, sometimes their minds are just elsewhere.
I'm intrigued by Dr. Pepper ice cream now.
Yeah, see, I can see you already Googling it.
Oh,
I can't even
right
see you, and I can already
looking
see
right
you Googling it.
Yep, I need to get some.
Would you try it? Would?
Absolutely. It says Dr. Mm-hmm. Pepper Float Bluebell Ice Cream. It's got like a vanilla hint to it, too.
Now, see, the float part is key. If
key.
It's not straight, like, infusing Dr. Pepper in ice cream,
right.
But it's a float, which would be diffused by vanilla ice cream. Oh.
This looks good.
That sounds amazing. All right, we might need to try that. I'll have to ask my husband, but he's not big into soda, which really disappoints me because I love Dr. Pepper.
I'm drinking one right now.
Of course you are. Alan is in Toronto. Alan, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, your birthday is the 7th. I just was very curious. Granny Helen, was her birthday one day later on the 8th?
No, hers was actually the 6th.
Oh, the 6th. Okay, one
yes.
day sooner. Okay, and she
yes.
lived to be just over 100, did she?
She did, 100 in a couple of months. Thank you, Alan.
Okay, when you went to Syracuse, did you go up Highway 17 through Liberty, Monticello, or Binghamton, or did you use the New York State Thruway all the way up?
Well, because I was typically coming from New Hampshire when I attended Syracuse, I was coming across the Thruway from New England. But when I drive up here now from New Jersey, I go through Binghamton on 17.
Oh, yeah, because if you went up Saratoga Springs, Lake George, Glens Falls, and Utica, Albany, you would have seen it, but I guess you were just in a rush to get to Syracuse just as quickly as you can, I guess.
Well, it wasn't quick, but yeah, it was on my way up here because the drive itself is 3.5 hours, even without any traffic, and I was nervous about the traffic, but thankfully I was in place. I mean, I got to campus about 2:15 or so I sacrificed sleep to be able to get to the campus in time, and it hadn't even started to get dark yet. So people were outside and starting to buzz, but it did, you know, I mean, I got to see the whole thing, which was amazing.
Yeah, I was in Toronto, and I just went to a local park. I didn't want to go to Buffalo or Niagara Falls because I knew what the traffic would be like.
Oh.
So I just went to and it got dark. It was cloudy, and it got dark, and I just was smart enough not to look up.
So you did have some breaks in the clouds, or no?
Yeah, there was a little bit of a break, but and then eventually the cloud went over at top of it, too, so I knew not to look up. And here I have a... exactly 50 years ago today, I have some history. Hammer and Hank Aaron hit his 750th home run to break Babe Ruth's 714th home run exactly 50 years ago yesterday, Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta. So April 8th, 1974, and April 8th, 2014, that day lives on in infamy, and I'll be remembering these dates for the rest of my born days. So it's, you know, it was exactly 50 years ago today. What a coincidence.
Yeah, I love that. In fact, I heard the highlight many times on Monday when I was driving, listening to the news, different sports casts or even the news broadcasters were mixing it in and remarking about the 50th anniversary. That call is iconic. It's a good one. Maybe we should play it.
And I'm glad everything worked out for you.
Thank you.
Rushing? Were you?
Yeah, I was a little stressed.
On time, or did everything just worked out good?
No, it did work out well. The traffic wasn't terrible for most of the drive, but it took me almost 35 minutes to go 4 miles, the last 4 miles. So that was pretty stressful. But I had left early enough. I just had to sacrifice sleep. So I slept 90 minutes. That's the hard part, is that I'm a little bit delirious. But, you know, not that different from what is typical for me.
I go there all the time. I go to Canastota, the International Boxing Hall of Fame, in the first week in June, so I'm quite familiar with that area. You know, I'm there for usually the two nights of that weekend, so Canastota is just about 20 miles outside of Syracuse, so I'm quite familiar with that area.
Awesome. Well, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad you're able to see it today.
Yeah, great show.
Thank you, great. Alan. Good to talk to you in Toronto.
Always a pleasure listening to you, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk to Vinny, who's in Phoenix and was there for the national championship weekend in Glendale. Vinny, welcome to After Hours.
Thanks for having me. And I think it's awesome, one, that you're teaching your class, two, that you get to do it at your alma mater. Like,
yes.
You know, that's awesome. You know, you get to rep and, you know, you do what you love and you do it great. So my first
Thank
time
you.
Calling.
Perfect.
And I know everyone, you know, talking about the totality, about the cliffs and all that. And Arizona wasn't really a major thing. Obviously, we're in the center of the universe right now as far as with the national championship and all that. So I got to, as much as I always, like, you know, like you were talking about earlier, Phoenix always has, like, the major events. We have the Super Bowl. This is our second Final Four within the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that I'm from here and I get to experience all, you know, the events that we have, we carry. I'm a big Clemson fan. I got to go to both the Fiesta Bowls where they en route to the national championships and go to those games, luckily.
Nice.
You know, stuff like that. So, well, all I was saying was, like, this weekend, even though I didn't get to do as much, I actually haven't been under the weather the past 5 years. This weekend, I get majorly sick, and then I, you know, miss out on some of the events. So, you know, like today, I got to meet the best college basketball player. You know, everyone hates Christian Laettner. I get it. So, got to meet him. I got to meet the great Chris Mullin, you know, St. John's legend right there.
Yes.
You know, and like, you know, 4 years ago when we had, or excuse me, 8 years ago when we had the Final Four, I got to get the whole Oregon Ducks starting lineup to sign my basketball shoes I customized, you know, just stuff like that, you know.
That's neat.
That's I love being over here, you know.
Yeah, like, well, living in that area, there are a ton of sporting events that come through, and not even, you know, exclusive to basketball or football, but golf events that come through there too, and really, I mean, conventions and all kinds of stuff. It's a great place to be. I've got a bunch of family members that live in Tucson, but also in Surprise. And I think the weather has a ton to do with it, but it's also, it's also really accessible, which I think is great.
Right. Yeah, you also have NASCAR here.
That's right.
That. I'm not even a big NASCAR fan, like you said, the Phoenix Open and our Waste Management Open, so to speak. It's just, you know, like it's a little mecca for sports. I love it. That's, you know, where we have that I get to experience. I only live about 5 miles away from the actual stadium. I actually just left that area just because I didn't get to go all weekend. I want to take pictures of the stadium with the Final Four all over, you know, on the walls and stuff, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that kind of stuff that I'm from here. I love being from Phoenix, Arizona. I love repping, just like how, you know, like when you were saying going back to Syracuse, it's that, you know, you're proud of where you come from. So that's what it is. So I wish the Sun Devils would have did something more. GCU had a decent run. But thank you for having me on the show.
Of course.
And happy birthday to that 4-year-old. My sister's birthday was on the 5th. And my heart goes out to the guy who's the grandma had passed for UConn, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so... I hope everyone has a great week, and
thank you, Vinny.
Back champions.
There you go. I'm glad you're able to enjoy it, and hope you're back to feeling 100% over these next couple of days and months. The good stuff, lots of people with their stories and excited about, gosh, what is the end of the college basketball season. And so we'll get back to it, of course. Still just blown away by the numbers for the women's championship game on Sunday afternoon in that window. A couple of baseball items, too. Man, the injuries are racking up for pitchers, starting pitchers. I know it's early in the season. That's fairly typical, but a lot of Tommy Johns, a lot of season-ending injuries as well. Oh, and still, it drives producer Jay crazy, but we don't know where Ipe Mitsuhara is. Where is Ipe? That's the question that Jay asks me every single day. Where is Ipe? Jay, he's not in Syracuse.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I just want you to know that.
Syracuse? Okay, noted.
So we'll write that down. We'll check it off the list. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Let's welcome Jenna Fink, who's covering the national championship in the Final Four for KVOA News 4 in Tucson. Jenna, what was your perspective as the confetti was falling on this college basketball season?
Hey, Amy, thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, I mean, what a game. I think that was the reaction that everyone had here, just the dominance of UConn to win back-to-back national titles and to do so by winning by double digits. It was really cool, you know, just seeing all the confetti falling and the Husky faithful cheering them on.
At what point did UConn get its teeth sunk in and pull away?
I think there was a couple of key plays by Tristan Newton at the end of the first half, in that point in the first half. And then in the second half, they quietly really went up by like 8. And then there was another Tristan Newton play there, and you're like, okay, they're up by double digits now. Like, they're kind of pulling away from this, and it never really got close again. I mean, UConn totally shut down everyone on Purdue except for Zach Edey, and that was the game plan. I mean, I had talked to a couple of the players in the locker room afterward, and they said they were focusing on limiting the role players. They knew Zach Edey was going to go off, so they just wanted to shut everyone else down, and that's what they did. The defense especially stood out to me in the second half.
Yeah, it's interesting that would be the game plan. You know Zach Edey is going to do what he does. Yeah. In fact, if you could waste a lot of energy trying to limit him, you could use up a bunch of fouls, you can run bodies at him. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, he's still the strongest and one of the most talented on the court, so you don't let him have anything easy. You make him work for it, but you're not going to be able to shut him down. And what UConn did on the perimeter in limiting Purdue's looks at the hoop was impressive.
It definitely was, because it also was going to come down to role players for Purdue. They needed to have guys that heated up from behind the arc, and they didn't. They only had 6 three-point attempts and then also only made one of them. So, you know, they did. UConn, props to them, did a really good job of limiting what Purdue could do from deep.
What did it sound like in terms of the fan support for Purdue versus UConn?
Yeah, I was very impressed with Purdue's how well the fans traveled all game, even in the Final Four game against NC State. It was majority Purdue fans, and I would say it was the same tonight. I mean, the Boilermaker fans traveled very well. We were speaking with a lot of them pregame. I think one of the stark images that stood out to me was pregame. We got there about 5 hours before tip, so like 1:30 Arizona time, and the line of students lined up outside to get in. Some of them had been there since 5:30 in the morning. So
Whoa.
The dedication was strong, no doubt about that. They were ready to go. So I would definitely say it was impressive how the showing that Purdue had.
And it's not even spring break anymore. Spring break is long past.
It's dedication. A couple of the students told me they had the tickets booked even before the win over Tennessee.
Wow.
So they were ready to go. They were really hopeful. And then, of course, after that, they were just hoping the professors would actually let them leave.
Jenna Fink is with us from Glendale, where UConn becomes a repeat national champ, first one since 06-07. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. One of my favorite things about covering the Final Four, I guess mine was in 2016, was the star power. There's people just milling around, wandering around, especially if you have a press credential. Some of them come through kind of the bowels of the stadium. I know there were a lot of former UConn players there, but who did you run into that kind of surprised you?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't know if there was any one person that I had like a, oh my gosh, I can't believe I saw them. But like you said, there are so many just media members, people that you hear on the radio, that you watch on TV, that you're shoulder to shoulder with. And you're like, okay, like this is the big leagues. You know what I mean? So that was really cool. I did get to have a conversation with Ian Eagle on a couple of the games ago. He's a fellow Syracuse alum like myself, so
yes.
It's always good to get to connect there. But yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things. It's the biggest stage, and you know, there's a ton of former athletes here, like you mentioned, and it's just a really, really surreal experience to be able to watch it and cover it.
So, Jenna, you may not believe this, but I'm actually on the campus of Syracuse right now doing my show from Newhouse.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
I heard a little bit in the intro, and I was like, "Oh, I think she's on campus." I love that. So,
yes,
gotta get yourself some varsity pizza.
Well, of course.
And hopefully the weather isn't too cold. I know it's April, but you never know. It still snowed in April when I was there. So
Yeah, well, it snowed on my graduation day when I was here eons ago. So yes, I do remember that. But no, it was actually really nice. Everyone was outside on the quad today for the solar eclipse. And so, I was out there in a T-shirt, a short sleeve. So it was actually really nice
for April.
You can't ask
for much better than that.
Exactly. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio with Jenna Fink, who covered the National Championship in Arizona. Why do you think Glendale makes such a perfect venue for so many of these big events?
It's like a very new city. There's so much going on. I mean, just steps away from the stadium, I mean, you have all these restaurants and all these other things for fans to do. And I think, like you said, they have experience. They hosted the Super Bowl here 2 years ago, so they have experience with the big events. And it's also just a place that people want to come. The weather is nice. I mean, it was 75 degrees and not a cloud in the sky today. So that makes, you know, people want to be outside. People want to go to restaurants, want to go to bars. So it just makes it a really, you know, kind of a destination in a way, because the weather's so nice and there's so much to do down here.
And how about the access to the stadium? Because a lot of times that matters, that people don't have to sit in traffic, or they can stay nearby and they can walk.
Yeah, the traffic, I think we had myself a little bit of trouble on the Final Four day getting in, just because they limited off a couple of the ways you could get into the parking. But in general, I think it's very accessible because, you know, it is an NFL stadium, like all the Final Four games are played. But it's, you know, a lot of parking. They make it easy for you to get in and out. They label it well, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, besides the one day, we didn't have any trouble the rest of the time. So it was pretty good. And like you said, it makes it easier when it's not raining or not cold. It's nice and people are willing to walk and willing to be outside.
UConn and Purdue, obviously a major story with the two one seeds that battled. But how much buzz was there in Arizona for what?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.